President-elect Donald Trump named Linda McMahon, a former wrestling executive, as the next Secretary of Education. Meanwhile, he's standing by his campaign promise to dismantle the Department of Ed. WHYY's Amanda Fitzpatrick has a look at how Pennsylvania schools could be impacted.
The Pennsylvania State Education Association and its 177,000 members are bracing for what's to come, as the new administration could mean sweeping reform and changes to how teachers, staff, and officials receive federal funds for programs in their schools. PSEA spokesperson Chris Lilienthal said dismantling DOE could mean many resources and services for disabled and low-wealth students could be in limbo.
We have a department that's been in existence for more than 40 years. It has expertise in these areas. And if you start divvying up all these responsibilities across different federal agencies that have no expertise in this area, that is a recipe for chaos. And in that environment, we worry about funding being delayed or services being delayed or impeded that is going to directly impact a student's education.
The DOE funds help provide free and reduced meals for students, programs for special needs students until they are 21 years old, oversee laws and prohibit sex-based discrimination, and provides early childhood education and other protections. Trump has not released a detailed plan on how he plans to dismantle the DOE, but the programs and laws would remain protected regardless unless Congress votes to eliminate them. Amanda Fitzpatrick, WHYY News.